This is the Raptors Abroad podcast. I missed you. That's right, my people. I missed you bad. This is your boy, Sam. This is the Raptors Abroad podcast, and I am back, ladies and gentlemen, and living up to the title of the podcast, I've been properly abroad. So let me just break down to you where I'm at. It is currently April 1st, and I am in Paris, France. Last couple of weeks was in Phuket, Thailand, and then I had about 3 days of travel. It's a long story, but about 3 days of travel going from Phuket, Bangkok for a day, airport for a long time, then to London for less than a day, then hop in a car, drive over to Paris, and this is where I'm at. Got here last night, and I am gassed. Your boy Sam is jet-lagged. He's been rolling around. But that has not stopped me from checking out my Toronto Raptors basketball games. I've been on it. I've been watching my games, I've been taking my notes, but I have not had a good opportunity to record this podcast until just now. So guess what, folks? It's April 1st. We're already at, the Raptors have already played game 74. Alright, I'm about to break down for you game 72. Alright, so I'm about 6 days behind right now. So there's going to be 3 podcasts coming out today. So if you've been upset with me, if you've been waiting for episodes where you're going to get your fill today, I'm dropping three of them on you today. We got the Chicago Bulls game that took place on March 25th. Then I'm going to be dropping the LA Laker game for March 27th. And then finally, the game that took place just a night ago, the Toronto Raptors taking on the Houston Rockets from March 30th. So I'm going to do them separately, but they're all getting broken down today because I've watched them all, and I've taken all my notes, and I'm ready to go. I am back, folks, and yes, I missed you. So let's get into it. We got a lot of podcasting to do today. So Game 72, Toronto Raptors taking on the Chicago Bulls. Huge ball game here. Raptors at 42-29, Chicago Bulls 44-30. Number 3 and number 4 in the Eastern Conference. So the team that wins this has a fantastic chance of hanging on to that number 3 spot. And I want it. I know that number 2 spot is getting a little bit further away, but I want at least number 3. It would make me feel good. So the T-Raps need to step up and take this ball game at home, especially coming off a nasty loss to the Pistons. I mean, I realize the Pistons have some talented players, but in 2014-2015, the Toronto Raptors should be taking care of business against Detroit. They were unable to. And in that ball game, we had no Kyle Lowry. He's been out the last couple of games, and he's going to be sitting out this one as well, nursing a back injury, which is probably a good plan because back injuries can take a little while to heal, and we want Kyle to at least be ready for the playoffs. I mean, seeding is one thing, but either way, we're going to the playoffs this year, so let's get all our boys healthy to start that off. So no Lowry in this ball game. Grevis Vasquez, however, talented backup, getting the start for a third or fourth game in a row. And didn't take long for him to make an impact. Let's get into it. First quarter we go. First 5 minutes, pretty darn boring. Chicago Bulls with a 6-4 lead. And that's when Grevis Vasquez turned it up. He powers a 13-2 run by draining a couple of threes and dropping a couple of dimes. And the Raptors go quickly up 9 with 5 minutes to go. Score is 17-8. And then Vasquez doing it on defense, 3:25 mark, gets a deflection, Raptors go the other way, and the big man Jonas Valanciunas crashing the boards. He gets 2 tip-ins before it finally drops. Raptors up 12, 22-10. 2:47 mark, T. Ross rising up, joining Vasquez in the three-ball party. He drains one from deep. Raptors up 13, 25-12, and they were 5 of 6 from beyond the arc at that point. And speaking of 5 of 6, T. Ross at the 2:09 mark getting the roll on a little mid-range pull-up. That made him 5 for 6 in the quarter, 12 points for him. Great start for the boss. Raptors up 13, 27-14. The Bulls able to get a little bit of it back, though, and at the 1 minute mark, very impressive play by Nikola Mirotić, who actually impressed quite often in this ball game. That dude, look out for him. He's got skills, and his confidence seems to be through the roof right now. And Nikola Mirotić, using some crazy footwork, I mean, he was about 14, 15 feet out, goes to the pivot, and then able to do a little step-through leaner. And by the time he was releasing the ball, he seemed like he was only 3 or 4 feet away. So using his length there and the soft touch. Raptors, however, maintain a 9-point lead after one, 29-20. So nice first quarter there for the T-Raps. Second quarter, Chicago Bulls using the first couple of minutes to cut that lead down to 3. But at the 8:15 mark, Lou Williams with the good hands deflects a cross-court pass, gets the steal, goes the other way, and then tosses up an alley-oop to the big boy James Johnson, the former Bull, and he knew exactly what to do with that, throwing it down with one hand. JJ also had a pretty sweet drive and reverse layup earlier in the quarter, so looking good against his former squad. And Lou Williams keeping it going, showing off the repertoire, 6:41 mark, going to his patented stutter dribble, didn't get a foul called, which he usually does, but he is able to get himself free for a layup. Lead back to 9 for the Raptors, 43-34. 3:21 mark then, Grevis Vasquez continuing to play well. He goes to the step back 3 to beat the shot clock. Raptors looking like they're going to take a nice lead going into halftime, but the Bulls able to chip away. And with 11 seconds remaining, Mike Dunleavy Jr. drains a 3-ball, and the lead is just 4 at half, 54-50. All right, so on to the third quarter. 8:43 mark, Jonas Valanciunas continuing good work on the boards. He gets a tip in off of DeMar DeRozan miss. Raptors up 9, 67-58. Going to jump to the 5:55 mark. T. Ross with a sweet backdoor cut along the right baseline. DeMar DeRozan finding him with a bullet pass. And T. Ross grabs that ball and goes to the baby hook finish. Raptors up 11 at that point. 4:51 mark. Then Amir Johnson, after the Bulls had cut the lead to 7, off the dribble, takes it to the hole, puts up a prayer, and it's answered plus the harm. Amir Johnson with a sweet drive. He goes to the line, finishes the 3-point play. Raptors up 10, 74-64. The Bulls, however, fight back with a little 7-1 run to cut the lead to 4. But at the 2:42 mark, good work again by JV protecting the rim. The Bulls trying an alley-oop pass. He gets up and deflects that. Raptors scoop it up. DeMar DeRozan breaks the other way. Takes it into the hole, goes to the spin move, and then finishes with the lefty layup. Gorgeous move by DeMar. Raptors up 6, 77-71. 1:40 mark, though. Jimmy Butler, who's not getting a lot of mention in this podcast, but dude had a great ball game. He's been injured for a while. He's been back for a couple of games and looking like he never left. He drains a 3-ball off the right wing, cutting that Raptor lead down to 4. So not really able to maintain a 2 or 3 possession lead. The Bulls keep biting back and staying in this ballgame. So setting up a pretty good fourth quarter. So let's do it. Fourth quarter we go. Bulls able to cut the lead down to 2 the first couple of minutes. However, Grevis Vasquez is just having an amazing ball game. At the 9:56 mark, hits his 6th 3-ball of the game. Pushes the lead to 5, 87-82. Bulls come right back, though, cut the lead down to 1. And that's when Lou Williams decides to step up his offensive game. 7:10 mark, goes to the drive, takes a foul, able to finish off glass, plus the harm. Raptors up 4 with that 3-point play, 95-91. And that, folks, seemed to set off the Bulls. That cued a serious Bulls charge. 6:31 mark, Kirk Heinrich drains a deep 2 off a sweet pass from Nikola Mirotić. Looked like he was going to fall out of bounds, but able to find Heinrich in the right corner. He drains a 2 to tie it up. 4:16 mark then, Aaron Brooks, who was pretty quiet up until this point, drains a deep 3. That was part of an 11-2 Chicago Bulls run. And suddenly, folks, the Raptors, who had been leading most of this ballgame, are down 5. 102-97. That's the Bulls' largest lead. And I'm sorry to have to report this, folks, but the Raptors did not really get any closer. 134 mark, Aaron Brooks ices the ball game with a three off the dribble. Raptors down 9, 112-103, and they go on to lose this one by 13, 116-103. So your T-Raps, folks, outscored 39-21 in that fourth quarter. And the Chicago Bulls get themselves a little bit of separation with that number three spot in the East and sweep the season series against the Toronto Raptors 4-0. Ouch. So on to the box score. Well, going on the Chicago Bulls side, I don't even know where to start. Just as a team, they played fantastic, shooting 60.8% from the field, 52.2% from three-point land, 82% from the free throw line, and 26 assists for them with only 8 turnovers. Just a great team game. I mean, the standouts, Jimmy Butler, 7 of 8, Tony Snell, 7 of 9, Mirotić was 6 of 11. I mean, just everyone played really well. Pau Gasol was probably the worst player on the floor, 7 of 17, 18 points. So a decent game, he's the only one that struggled. Mike Dunleavy was 4 of 5, Noah 4 of 4, Aaron Brooks was 6 of 14. I mean, everyone just came to play. Kirk Heinrich, 3 of 5. Solid all-around game. And then, you know, on the Raptors side, for the most part, doesn't look like a losing box score. They shot 47%, 42.3% from deep, 84% from the free throw line, but just 16 assists. So that's 10 less than the Chicago Bulls. But we got some good performances. T. Ross was 7 of 11. Amir Johnson was 3 of 6 for 8 points, 11 boards. JV also with a good game, 8 points, 12 rebounds on 4 of 9 shooting. Vasquez was 7 of 15. As I mentioned, 6 three-pointers, 22 points overall. DeMar DeRozan was the only one who struggled a bit more than the rest. He was 7 of 19, still came up with 20 points, 6 of 6 from the free throw line and 5 dimes. But it just wasn't enough, folks. We just couldn't get over the hump. The Chicago Bulls just took it to us in that fourth quarter. I mean, not even get over the hump. I mean, the Raptors were actually on top most of this ball game, but outplayed by 18 points in that fourth quarter in a big ball game. And that one hurts. So your Raptors fall to 42 and 30. Chicago Bulls improve to 44 and 29. All right, not exactly how I wanted to start off this first of three podcasts on the day, but hey, it is what it is. Your T-Raps go down in this one, but it ain't over, folks. We still got another 10 games to play in the season. And seeding can change dramatically in those last few games. You never know what's going to happen. So keep the faith, my people. Thanks for checking out this Raptors Abroad podcast. I'm your boy, Sam, and I will be back with you in about half an hour when I'm done recording the next podcast. In this special three-podcast recording day. Getting right back into the swing of things. Big love from your boy, Sam. Thanks for sticking with me. I miss y'all, and I know you fellow Raptors Abroad, y'all understand what's going down. You know how hard it is to stay on top of things when you're traveling and in different time zones. So I appreciate the love. Appreciate y'all still showing up and downloading the previous episodes. I mean, the listenership has not gone down at all. So big love, my people. And I'll catch you in a few minutes. Peace. 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 Peace.